occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. On January 15th, 1988, the world welcomed little baby Skrillex. When the dubstep EDM DJ was born, there was only one way to celebrate. Well, that cleared out the room quickly. Skrillex, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7 o'clock there, home skillet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The confirmation hearings today for President Trump's Attorney General nominee.
William Barr is expected to tell the Senate Judiciary Committee it is vitally important that the special counsel be allowed to finish the Russia investigation and that Congress and the public see the results. Democrats have already raised questions about previous comments Barr has made about the investigation and the firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. The man accused of kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents in Wisconsin is held on $5 million bail.
Police say after killing Jamie's parents, he taped her up, dragged her to his car, threw her in the trunk, and took her roughly 70 miles away. Jamie told police Patterson made her hide under his bed when people came over, stuffing laundry bins with dumbbell weights against the base of the bed to make it difficult for her to get out.
Fox's Matt Finn in Barron, Wisconsin. The girl did escape after 88 days. This is Fox News.
Sometimes we all crave feedback from our co-workers. How about that rich Thomas Greg Budell?
Oh, God, he's on fire today. He says he's tired, but he is on fire today.
Jay Scott, your message to Emily Hayes.
There you are, girl.
Emily Hayes, what's it like to work with Greg Budell?
I can't even say. Whoa.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what do you
I say.
And Rich Thomas, how about Emily Hayes?
You're going to make somebody a really nice wife.
Is that a veiled message to boyfriend?
This has been a public service announcement from Rich on WACV.
There you have it. Stay tuned for Three Men and a Lady. Any last words on Emily, Rich?
She's such a girl.
Yeah, you got that right.
That was before I got engaged.
I know, we're going to have to go back and listen to all of these because you keep changing your status. It'll be husband soon. I might have to throw half of those away. It's a lot of work.
Are you kidding me?
No. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Our forecast for today, cloudy through mid-morning. And eventually, these pesky clouds will start to erode away. And we'll see some gradual clearing with a high temperature in the low 50s. At best, yesterday's high was only 46. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight, low 34. Tomorrow, nice day, sunshine, high 59 to 60. Best day of the week weather-wise. Then a chance of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, high 62. Friday's high, mid to upper 60s in between storm systems. Then on Saturday, showers and maybe some thunderstorms become likely later on in the afternoon and Saturday evening, Saturday night before it turns drastically colder on Sunday. Windy with falling temperatures on Sunday and the Arctic cold. Well, the winter is coming, folks. By Monday morning, we're in the low 20s, wind chill factor 10, maybe 10 to 12, and high on Monday, only about 34, perhaps. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, temperature 41, it's 7:06.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
If you have plumbing issues this morning, may I suggest Plumbing by Luke Wire? They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. I find they're prompt, reliable, and they're also, they clean up after themselves. They're just great people to deal with. They also pick up the phone, and when they're heading out to your house, they'll call you and tell you they're on their way, which I think is great. And something you should consider is the whole house plumbing inspection. How do you know there's not a problem lurking behind that dishwasher, or maybe under the sink somewhere, a problem that could become a big problem once you leave the house and you're away? You want to make sure you take care of it now. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, they always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. The Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thank you, Mr. Incorrigible. Let's see how the roads are doing at 7:08.
The official rush hour has begun. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a great morning to be out there. There's no problems on the interstates at all. I-65 and I-85 both running along great. It's a speed limit ride on the 31s. We see a little bunching up on the boulevard. Of course, you're going to see that at I-65, I-85, and the Troy Highway. Don't forget, school zones are in full force right now. Buses are running. Kids are out loose. You be careful. Speed limit is 15 miles an hour in the school zones. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
709, a new study says you're most likely to have a heart attack in the afternoon. Until this study, the prevailing belief was that mornings would be the most likely time. So tune in this afternoon between 3 and 6. Before I have mine and redeem today's Baumhauer's winning word.
What's that? What's the word?
Buttermilk.
Oh, yes.
Buttermilk. Buttermilk fried chicken tenders every Wednesday night after we've had our gathering, and tomorrow night we're honoring Emily and fiance at Baumhauer's. I always leave with buttermilk chicken tenders for show. He loves those. I have actually ordered them for myself. I like them in the honey mustard sauce. He's a barbecue guy. But they are so good. Crispy jumbo buttermilk battered fried chicken tenders at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. So that's the word, buttermilk, sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, hopefully before I have the heart attack. I'll ask you to call me with that word. Be the ninth caller at 272-9228. And you can win lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill, a location.
What is the dress code for tomorrow?
Cash.
Okay.
Unless you want to... Yeah, let's keep it simple. That's
business. I do have a headband that says Bride.
Well, that's nice. I have a Father of the Bride t-shirt that I could wear again. Or I could wear the suit that... Never mind. If I start talking about that, it'll go downhill quickly. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey.
Good, good.
Good. I got two questions for you. First of all, weather question.
Yep.
Rich, is it supposed... I heard something about it possibly of snow Thursday. Is that true?
No, it's not true at all.
Okay, good. So I get to work.
Thursday's the anniversary of the snow from last year.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been kind of curious. What happened to Rick Walker? I haven't heard him in a while.
Rick got seriously ill in December. And
he's
still in the recovery process. So please, we ask you, everybody, to keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He's having a rough time.
Yeah, definitely. I did not know. I had no idea, but I sure will keep him in my prayers. You guys, it's good talking to you. Y'all have a good day and a good rest of your week, okay?
Take care, man.
Thanks, all right,
man.
Thanks for asking about Rick. It's that time, that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Don't find out the hard way that you have it. Well, you know, are we going to have significant rainfall with this next two systems?
The Thursday night one, hardly, not much at all. Saturday, a little bit more. Saturday evening.
Yeah. Nostradamus says that it's kicking in. She knows that there are changes coming.
Yeah, she's usually way out ahead of that.
We have breaking celebrity news on a death.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
She lived to a ripe old age. Carol Channing passing away at the age of 97. Yeah. I seem to have memories of her when the family used to sit around the one TV you had in the house, and she would be on those variety shows.
Right, right.
So while they got Sullivan or some of them. Yep.
97.
I remember all that. I think she used to be on Carol Burnett once in a while.
Yes, she sure did.
I was going to tell you, folks, if you ever walk into a room and you see a spot in the ceiling after a heavy rain, it's not the end of the world. That's your first reaction. You see that?
It's the end of the world.
Don't go there. It's probably just as your house ages, it settles, and sometimes cracks can develop between shingles or even in the mortar between your bricks, and the rain finds its way in and creates that ugly, hideous stain. So before you panic, just call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009, and they will dispatch somebody out to diagnose the situation. I've been in business for over seven decades, and nobody, especially in that business, you know, when a roof needs to be replaced, it needs to be replaced. But there are people, there are charlatans out there, especially after there's been damaging weather and stuff, who come in and take big cash deposits and then drive away with your money, never to be seen again. Trust a name that has a legacy here in town that lasts seven decades. That's Jones Brothers. We have used them three times on that spotted ceiling issue, and it's kind of amazing in that they trace back to where the source of the water is, and they reseal that. And they have a painter who specializes in touching up the area where the stain is, and it's not that expensive. You think you have to repaint the whole ceiling and all that? Most cases, you don't. They also offer other services like replacement windows and doors. We've used them a couple of times to install screen doors on our house. And they can also screen in an outside area of your home for use year-round because they now have a new roofing material that reflects the sun back into the sky. So that doesn't mean you can't use it between May and September. It's usable year-round. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009, or look at their incredible portfolio of accomplishment at jbroof.com. All right, Random Facts is just minutes away. Get your note-taking devices handy, because somebody will play and win our pop quiz for $10, free shopping and food outlet, right after. Here's your local news.
In the News Network, I'm Andrew James. A lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the City Council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And no arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview Streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's get started, shall we?
You know what today is?
Okay, let me think. What's today? Tuesday?
Tuesdays are better.
Good morning.
You're up early.
Morning.
The early bird.
Right.
Early bird.
That's an expression.
I've learned a lot of expressions. Don't count your chickens, a bird in the hand. You people learn a lot of lessons from birds.
You should see us flip them while they're in traffic.
Who's ready for the
show?
I was born ready.
Let's go.
Showtime.
Actually, research shows that you're less angry, less likely to flip that bird if you're sleeping well.
Mr. Sandman
is the man who can make sure that you do at a reasonable price. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
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 Having a sale?
Not till 10. And hopefully we'll have a bunch of sales today.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've got some great mattresses on closeout. Serta's coming out with a whole new lineup. And so I've got every Serta mattress in my store on sale at drastic discount. I've got to clear them out, make room for the new ones. I've got, I figured it out, about 65 sets still left I need to get rid of. So that's what I am. I'm a stocking dealer. You know, I've got about 13 Serta models on my floor. And then you have to stock queens and kings and fulls and twins. Some of them. So, you know, you got a lot of mattresses to get gone. And if you need a mattress, it's a great time to come get one. Of course, I've got my Restonic on sale also, my Jameson, Sutherland. So come see us. We've got them on sale. We've got a lot of beds and headboards on sale. Got some odds and ends on sale, some odd nightstands I need to get rid of. A couple of really nice bedroom suits that we're clearing out. So we're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, across from the Dollar General. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. We have this stuff in stock, most of it. You can come in, pick it out, take it home with you today. If you want it delivered, we've got prompt delivery. We do have no interest financing with approved credit. So come see us.
You've given us a lot of good reasons to stop and see Mr. Sandman. Have a great day, sir.
I sure will. See y'all later. Bye-bye.
Random facts in 2 minutes.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's jump into
Rant. Wow! Funny sound effect.
Yeah, I use it for a lot of different things.
Yeah, you do.
You. You know, like, it's a metaphor for... And,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't have any random facts about that,
but I think
sort
that
of
was,
thing.
I think that was a good job.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice job.
For today. Did you know, we talked about Chris Pratt earlier getting married to...
He's engaged. He's officially engaged.
So he's probably going to be getting married to the Schwarzenegger girl.
Well, yeah. Getting married makes it sound like it's in 11 days, and it's not.
What?
Huh? She's very specific on her.
When you're done with the nitpicking here, you want
right.
to...
Right.
Sorry, I contributed.
Yeah, Chris Pratt is one of the actors with the most Lego figures of his characters in history. He has got Lego figures based on his character from the Lego movie, of course, but also from his time with Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World. Wow. So, did you know a study shows that 20% to 40% of the purchases of toys would not have occurred if the child didn't nag their parents?
All right, kids, so that ought to be a cue for you.
1 in 4 visits to theme parks would not have taken place. Marketers use these studies to market their products directly to children, encouraging them to nag their parents to buy.
We always got maybe next time. Like, if we were in the store or something, going down the toy aisle, and there was something that looked awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, can we get that?
In our house, it was, we'll see.
Maybe next time.
Right. Were you also the set of kids who were like, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
No, because all it took was mom pulling over and spanking us one time. And
parents figure out early on, you do not say, we're going to Disney World in 2 months. You say that the day before, right?
Oh, is it 2 months yet? Is it 2 months? I don't have a concept of time.
Still haven't gone to Disney.
But the GoFundMe page is going up soon.
Sad trombone.
Did you know that Ken Warby of Australia is the only person to go faster than 300 miles per hour on the water and survive?
Oh. That's the asterisk.
Other people have, but yeah, they didn't survive.
I've seen a couple of clips of those.
Yeah. He did this in 1978 in a boat that he designed and built in his backyard, powered by a jet engine that he bought for $69.
Do not
That's
try this.
Crazy.
Do not try this on Lake Martin, folks.
Yeah. Or on Taylor Road.
Yeah. Sure that would be nice.
Sure that.
Did you know that Margaret and H.A. Ray escaped the Nazis and the Holocaust by riding a bike 439 miles from Paris to the Spain border? They had little else on their, that they were carrying with them, mm-hmm. except some unpublished manuscripts about a mischievous monkey.
Curious George?
Turned into Curious George.
Curious George!
Yep.
We can make shirts.
Bless it.
Watch out for that tree.
Oh, what was wrong with you?
that's a really
We wouldn't have
story.
Had it if they hadn't gotten to Spain.
I know. They escaped.
And it's such a great thing.
What? Rode a bike 439 miles.
Tell Curious George.
A bicycle, by the way. When I say bike, I'm not talking about motors. It was a bicycle 439 miles.
Curious George. I just really enjoyed that as a child.
That Bailey over there? What is this?
Incorrigible.
Did you know that German Zeppelin raids... German Zeppelin raids on London led to the creation of women's modern night clothing due to the fear of being driven out of bed naked during an emergency.
Uh-huh.
That's when they developed nightgowns and all the stuff that women could wear at night, so...
So, guys, you can thank Zeppelin attacks for...
Yeah, thanks thanks to the Germans. did you know that Henry Ford bought land in Brazil mm-hmm. and created an American town of 10,000 yes. workers called
yeah.
Fordlandia?
To make tires with the... Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It had typical American houses. It had a hospital, a school, all the amenities. He wanted to use the town... to lower the cost of rubber for his company's tires. The town failed due to strict rules and was abandoned.
Very strict rules. It was really rough to live there. Not that I live there. I just have heard that.
Did you know the Flynn effect, which it doesn't give me a reason as to why it's called the Flynn effect, but it does tell me what
it
is.
I'll look it up.
The Flynn effect shows that the average IQ is rising steadily each generation. IQ tests are continually made harder to keep the average at 100. Today's children that take tests from past decades are averaging significantly higher than 100.
Well, you I can buy that, but why is it that we're seeing such failure rates in our schools if we are
right
giving birth to
children? I was curious about that, yeah. So
that's
it's named for James R. Flynn, who did much to document and promote awareness of the Flynn effect.
Thank you.
Well, if I had an effect like the Greg effect, I'd want to document and promote that too, I think. Or the Sunny effect or whatever.
Did you know that the glass door microwaves have that metal mesh on the door? It reflects the microwave energy, preventing it from escaping, but also allows us to see inside. I don't know that I've ever seen a microwave that doesn't have a window.
No. I haven't
either. I remember a very funny but dark cartoon when they were first out of a woman. It was a panel cartoon. And she's showing off her new microwave, but with each panel, her flesh is melting. And at the end, she's kind of a, puddle of...
Because of the radiation, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
remember, also in the early days, you'd hear these terrible stories. I even hesitate. Ladies who had the right intention in mind, trying to dry off their pet.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
God. No!
Sorry.
Sorry.
Don't you feel better about the Curious George?
Oh, man.
We now end our broadcast day.
And, yeah. So, moving on, we're going into the next one. Did you know the oldest gold treasure in the world was found in Bulgaria? In 294 graves were found 3,000 gold objects that dated back more than 6,000 years. Did you know the wood chipper from the movie Fargo is in the Fargo, North Dakota Visitor Center?
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, there in Fargo at the Welcome Center. We got it right here for you.
Sure took my mind off microwave cats, too.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? He didn't say cats. He didn't specify cats. What's that about?
I don't know.
What have you done in life?
Oh, God. If there's a
that's
purgatory,
a guilty,
I'll be there a long,
Freudian
long time.
Slip.
And finally, did you know of Willis Meadows?
Willis Meadows?
Willis Meadows.
Is that a place or a person?
It's a person.
Oh, okay, because it sounds like, hey, let's go on a picnic to Willis Meadows.
Right, right. I knew a girl named Misty Fountain. Her parents named her Misty.
Misty Fountain?
Yeah.
Willis Meadows was 78 years old when he started having a coughing spasm. It grew more violent, and finally, when he thought he was just about to pass, something flew out of his mouth. It bounced on the wooden kitchen table, and then it tumbled to a stop. As he looked at it, there it was on the table, a bullet.
What?
He coughed up a bullet.
What?
Willis Meadows was 19 in the spring of 1862 when he joined his brothers and cousins in Company G of the 37th Alabama Volunteer Infantry.
What?
He was assigned to the Western Front along the Mississippi River, where his company suffered heavy casualties in one battle after another. And by the summer of 1863, they were defending the city of Vicksburg from the Union Army assault. Peter Knapp, who was 21 years old at the time he was with the Union soldiers, were approaching from the east, and they had orders to kill the Confederates. Knapp had spotted Meadows, aimed his rifle at the boilerplate peephole, and he fired. Meadows fell to the side. He had been shot in the eye. They thought he was dead, but surgeons later were able to probe for the bullet. Never were able to find it, but they were able to save his life, of course. And he lived on.
Did
and
he then, have to wear a patch?
The pictures show that he was not wearing a patch that I have here.
Wow.
But at 78 years old, he finally coughed up that bullet.
That's madness!
You know, there's a portion of that story, too, that connects to Lincoln because... They didn't know about the dangers when they would probe for a bullet, as they did with Lincoln, mm-hmm. that they were actually...
Yeah, no.
They, just screwing everything
he was,
up.
He was sticking his finger in.
Yeah. And contaminating
exactly.
the brain. So if the bullet hadn't finished him off, the doctor's finger would have. Mm. Aren't we glad we live in a time we do so? If we get shot, we know better than to do something
just
dumb like
to
that.
Just to poke around.
And those are your random facts.
All right, coming up in just moments, we're going to ask a $10 food outlet pop quiz question about those random facts.
I got a text that said, yay, morbid facts.
I'm so sorry about my microwave moment.
What?
Don't let's move on from that.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move forward.
For those of you who have always dreamed about driving a Beamer, you know, they got one in the under 10 category, under 10,000 at Jack Ingram. It's 2009, it's white, it's got low mileage, and it looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. And that, and the best part, if you're buying anything that's been pre-owned, you want to make sure you're buying it from somebody who's giving you the straight scoop on the vehicle. Nothing is on the signature pre-owned lot of Jack Ingram that hasn't been thoroughly vetted by their mechanics. In other words, their mission is, if you see anything going on under the hood that could give us pause, that would make us feel like we're selling somebody else's troubles, we don't want it. So it goes off to auction. Cars in any of the price categories have to earn their way into the lot. We have a one selection under $5,000. And that's a 2007 Nissan Sentra, again, with low mileage and a car that's in exceptional condition. But most importantly, especially if you're looking at something like that for a new driver, and that is a good choice, full of safety options and so forth, you don't want them in a car that's going to go bad on them right away and they have to learn the, you know, call AAA and tow trucks and et cetera. So buy with confidence in this category. And you can shop a whole variety of different ways, by price, by model type, by a brand name. Just, it's all set up for you to look at jackingram.com and see Tip Thames and his team on the boulevard at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Great group of folks who make it the most unused car shopping experience of your life. All right, now, if you're ready, it's time for today's pop quiz worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Here's Jay Scott.
Yes.
You okay?
That's me.
Now I'm going to cough up a bullet here.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that Rich doesn't have a line of decency.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Well, but for that case, for that matter, neither do I. No, what I'm looking for is, what was the name of the town that Henry Ford built in Brazil?
Wow, that's a layup today.
Yeah, really it is.
But that's cool. We can use a layup now and then.
Oh, by the way, you remember yesterday we were... Yeah. Where's that sound effect from earlier?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't realize this yesterday, but apparently state employees were off yesterday.
Because it was the inauguration!
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That was yesterday, speaking of inaugurations, was there ever an inauguration that fit the...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Nobody was talking about
it. It wasn't crowded.
Oh boy, it's the great... My buddy Colonel Joe Panza sent me some amazing pictures, because I believe he was riding with Governor Ivey. Yeah, that was... Like, who knew?
I would have gone if somebody...
Why do state employees get a day off?
Apparently, there was a ball and everything, and I love a ball.
I didn't get invited to the ball?
Why don't we get invited to
There's a picture,
things.
Though. I got a picture.
It's because you get angry in the afternoon, that's why.
I get a picture from Colonel Joe yesterday that has Sessions, Siegelman, Bob Riley, and Bentley.
On the podium at the same...
And I'd like to know how somebody like Bentley shows up in public. I would have come up with an excuse.
Oh, did you see his reflection in a mirror?
Yeah. Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. If you can name that... what was the question again?
The name of the town? The
name of the town that Henry Ford built.
Yeah, it's a real tough one. Let's see if Melissa can get this one for us. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Do you know the name of the town?
Fordlandia.
That is it!
You know,
yay!
Any of the suburbs?
Chevrolet.
T-Town. Model T-Town.
Model T-Town.
Good work. So you won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet, and part of the fun of winning that is to see how much you can put in your buggy with $10. Hang on, Jay's going to get you jam up at Jelly Time. And bad, of course, jam and jelly are also cost plus 10 in all three Food Outlet locations. As we head down the traffic dungeon, 736.
Some mornings we have issues on the road. Some mornings we don't. Today is a don't day. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing everything moving really well this morning on the interstates. No problems coming in from Prattville. No problems coming into the city of Montgomery on I-85 South. The boulevard's a bit bunched up here and there. That's mostly at the major intersections. Don't worry, you'll get through with one light cycle. School zones are in force this morning. School buses running. The kids are everywhere. Be careful in the school zones. The speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 7:37. It looks like we have people that want to talk.
Hey.
You got pay-per-view.
He's being rude.
Emily Mania 101 going on.
Like, people have been calling in, and he's put them on the call screen, and all I did was lean over to see who had been calling.
Well, Keith from Santuck is one of them.
Now he's just,
hey, you got a winner?
Hey.
We did get a winner, yes.
Oh, man.
But you're a winner already because you listen to this show, Roll Tide.
I do, yeah. Well, I got to run. I got something in the microwave.
Oh, touche.
Wow. Billy.
Hey, what's going on?
So, you know.
Talking about Henry Ford, you know that he actually was awarded the Iron Cross by Adolf Hitler.
That's correct.
At the beginning of the war, there were German troops actually riding to the front.
I saw two
trucks.
Now that I found Smithsonian Channel, not one but two different documentaries that talk about not only Ford's connection to Hitler, but Lindbergh, Charles Lindbergh.
Yes. Exactly
and
right.
it really casts a pall over two guys who did some amazing things.
But talking about the inauguration, whose great idea was it to line those four crooks up in a row and to view the parade where maybe 20 folks were present watching it yesterday?
Honestly, this is not my first Alabama inauguration, but I we didn't even see anything on we got a TV screen in here. We didn't really see much of anything on it yesterday. We didn't know until halfway through the show.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Why it was so light.
Yeah. But you got Spiegelman, who was in prison.
Yep.
Of course, Riley, everyone knows about him.
I do.
You know, and the cesspool that he created. But it gets better and better, don't it?
Yeah. And then Jeff Sessions was there.
Yes.
And
do you think he finally made a decision?
I don't know, but I thank Colonel Joe for sending me the photo, but they made me feel sad. Thanks for the call, Billy. Appreciate it. 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
She's so pleasant.
She sounds like she already had her honeymoon.
That was an out-of-market voice, wasn't it? Nobody here.
Cloudy this morning. It looks like the clouds, which have been stubborn, will eventually start to erode by, let's say, mid to late morning, allowing the sunshine to gradually filter in. High today in the low 50s at best. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight, overnight low 34. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise, with a lot of sunshine around, high temperature around 59 to 60. Chance of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night, high 62. Friday's high, mid to upper 60s, nicest day of the week in between storm systems. Then on Saturday, storm system number two, a little bigger deal with showers and maybe some thunderstorms. As we get into Saturday afternoon, later on, especially into Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then the bottom falls out, literally. You want to check out my morning video, you'll get graphic details of the cold coming in. The first shot of Arctic cold. Winter is coming. And that arrives on Sunday, continues Monday. Monday morning is, wow, is it cold. Northwest winds at 8 miles per hour right now. Cloudy skies, temperature 41 degrees at 741.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery.
I have
Member
a correction.
FDIC.
Sorry, Jay. I have a correction to make in a moment, but first, David says good morning. Hello, David.
Hey. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, Greg, you were talking about Hill Street Blues earlier. It is available on Hulu.
Is it?
And I know that there's a channel on, I've got DirecTV now, and I know I've seen it on it before, but I can't remember what channel it was on.
I think that's when I'd like to go back and see again. That was a great show. That was a show that set Dennis Franz up for NYPD Blue.
And it paved, it paved the way for Stephen Bochco's follow-up to Hill Street Blues, which was Cop Rock.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
They had seen what he did with Hill Street Blues, and they gave him a green light. What are you working on? A musical with cops? And well, you know, Hill Street Blues worked. Go for it. Ew.
Kabang.
Man.
So, but, yeah, Hill Street Blues, you know, it was pretty cutting edge for its day.
Yes.
It was.
Because that ran, what, 81 to 87, I think it was?
Mm-hmm. I know. Look at some of the other cop detective shows and stuff from the 70s and 80s, and they're almost laughable.
Authenticity
really didn't begin until shows like Hill Street Blues.
Yeah. What? It didn't start with the Mod Squad?
No, not exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't thought of the Mod Squad in years. Wow.
That was an awesome show.
They're all in their 70s.
That was about the time of 21 Jump Street, too, the original.
Or Starsky and Hutch. Right?
Yeah.
Have a great one, guys. 7:43 is the time. The correction I have to make, and I want to thank Kathy Trustee for sending me this. She says not all state employees were off yesterday for Kay Ivey's inauguration. Only these people, the non-essential personnel in state buildings surrounding the state capitol, they were the people that were off. Thank you for the correction, Kathy.
We are non-essential personnel. Without us, things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work, but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. Fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
That's dedicated with love to all the vastly underappreciated non-essential personnel in and out of the public and private sector. Now,
what are we going to do?
Well, that I was just going to tell everybody. It was going to tease what we're going to... Here you go.
What are we going to do now?
We're going to give away Steve Miller tickets.
Oh, my gosh!
Steve Miller?
Whoa! Steve Miller. That's such a big prize!
This is the first time hearing about it.
What in the world?
That will occur after this break. We have Fox Business. When we come back, it's the backwards song returning.
We'll
play you a clue. A few seconds of a Steve Miller song going in reverse. You identify it. Are we doing as the first person to call and do it?
We don't need a specific caller. Just whoever can identify.
But don't call until we ask you to call, please. Because we don't allow people to wait on hold. It's a few minutes away anyway, but that's coming up. Chance to win them before you can buy them right here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
From the Fox Business Network, have CVS Caremark for your prescriptions. Soon you won't be able to use Walmart as an in-network pharmacy. CVS Health says Walmart will no longer accept the CVS Caremark pharmacy plan. The two were not able to agree on financial terms. It has asked Walmart to continue participating as an in-network pharmacy through April 30th. J.P. Morgan Chase is reporting stronger business than a year ago, but Wall Street was expecting even better numbers from the giant bank. Delta Airlines is reporting a strong winter quarter, but it's predicting the timing of Easter, which is late April, and the ongoing government shutdown could have an impact on its business. And paint company Sherwin-Williams says its business is looking slower than expected. It was seeing weak sales growth in its North American stores in October and November. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This show was made possible by your fellow drivers. Sorry we're all driving like idiots. And yes, we promise to watch the road.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear Bar, wherever you are, I know that my heart will go on.
Yes.
Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Gordon Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
At 7:51, we are ready to give away Steve Miller tickets.
Yay.
Before you can even buy them.
That's right.
With our backwards, I was looking for some contest open kind of music, and all I could find, this is our risky click of the day.
Okay,
it says game intro.
Okay,
I have no idea what game.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Hey, that'll work.
That works perfectly.
How about that?
Sweet to the point. Okay.
Who knows the last time that was heard?
At some videos. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play you a clue twice. This is a Steve Miller song being played backwards, and if you can identify it, call us at 272-9228. May we hear that one more time?
Kind of sounds like Kenny G.
One more time.
No. No, that last one wasn't it.
This is a tough one. I mean,
is it? Okay.
But I want it that way.
I was worried that I gave too much, that it was too long.
No. No.
I don't have a pen.
You have a text.
I don't want... Dadgummit! I don't sound like that.
Play a clue once more.
Our phone number. I texted it to you!
272-9228.
Just looking
what
over your shoulder like...
Hysteria. All right. Who's this? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to try for the answer.
Okay. What's your name?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Hold on, Kevin. Jay, could you write down the answer so I know whether they give the right song?
Was I right?
I don't know the answer.
She was right, yes.
Somebody tell me so I know.
I'll give you the...
Emily's sending me smoke signals.
Yeah. She looks like she's swimming.
Kevin, go ahead. Give us what you think it is.
She's imitating it.
Abracadabra.
That was it?
That was it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
This is swimming.
This is... No, I went like this. Abracadabra.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I couldn't read your lips.
Oh, is that... thank you. Thank you, Emily. I heard you. Thanks.
Well, no, you couldn't hear me because I just mouthed the words and then I did jazz hands and a sunburst.
Is that what that was? I thought you
yes,
were
anybody?
Doing... You look like the synchronized swimming bit from SNL years ago.
No, jazz hands.
Esther Williams.
Yeah. Wow, there's a name from the past.
I was trying to dazzle, like...
We're dazzled.
Like magic, you know, abracadabra.
We're dazzled.
Well, thank you all very much. I'm sure to appreciate that.
Then I started to do this.
Can't wait to see what you do for Fly Like an Eagle.
Or Swingtown.
Whoa. Boing. All right, hold on.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Didn't guess we should just pack it on up.
Long as I thought it would, but oh well.
Well, I've played that song a thousand times on the air, and I did not recognize it from the clue.
Yeah. Well, it was backwards. It's you didn't play it backwards, did you?
But you're really good with those Kenny G, those.
Those fool people. You just, you know, maybe I should do these clues, huh? Anyway, coming up next hour, we have fresh batch of Morning Maroon nominees. Oh, Ryan's going to stop by from Infusion.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay. At 7:55. As we mentioned earlier, it is the 15th of January, which means Valentine's Day is less than a month away. And not to put the pressure on, we always do this in front of Christmas and other occasions, but Now is the time to get with Brian Jewelry in Prattville and come up with something really special, something really original, and something that really celebrates the person you want to say, I love you to. I have done this already. I am ready. And I did it a couple of months ago when I was, that was before Christmas time. And they have a great selection. And it's very competitively priced at Brian Jewelry, and they can help you with financing. In fact, when I bought our wedding bands and stuff, I got 0% financing, qualified for that, which is great. But if you want, what you really need most is the idea. That's where they can be especially helpful. So if you're stuck on, I don't know, Brian Jewelry is the place to go and let their experienced staff help draw some information out that will help them make suggestions from their inventory, or these are folks that can take your idea and bring it to life, which is really, really awesome. They have been a legend in the preferred community for 63 years. That's amazing. And three generations. And now they have a beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main. If you visit them online, their website is awesome. They have a club, you can join that, and if you spend $200, you'll save $100 on your first purchase of that amount or more at brianjewelry.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Our Tuesday rush hour is in full force. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a little bit of a delay at the River Bridges coming in from Prattville on I-65 South. I-85 is running smooth. The interchange is pretty crowded this time of the morning. The Boulevard is busy this morning. You'll get through. You're going to see a lot of bunching up at the Troy Highway and the I-85 exits. School zones are busy this morning. Be careful. Look out for kids and buses. And we got Haynes Ambulance on a medical run headed up I-85 towards Taylor Road. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lots. Stay comfortable in their giant showroom or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
When you hear it, into the field, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Just go on.
March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.